You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning into this wonderful show, Piercing Darkness. We're going to hear some powerful testimonies, and God is going to glorify himself today on this broadcast as I share the word of God and also testimonies from our wonderful crusade we just finished recently, and God did powerful things in this crusade. And, you know, it's amazing to see that the power of God was able to be displayed at that level that we saw. And we give God glory because it's not a work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says that in the last days, he's going to pour spirit upon all flesh. When the Spirit of God comes, we know what's released is liberty. I want to be free, and I believe you want to be free. So as you tune into this broadcast, you're going to enjoy powerful testimonies. You're going to enjoy powerful praise reports, incredible things that God has done that bring glory to his name, so we can be witnesses to this, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018, 561-337-9018, and that's the number you can call for prayer or for information about our crusade and information about the ministry. I'm going to be doing Georgia next, so we want to keep you posted with what God is doing, so you're not left out, and you can participate and support, you know, because we need your prayers and your support as we continue to reach the lost throughout the world. So we have a website. Our website is www.powerevangelism.net. That's our website. You can go to our website anytime and connect with us. On our website, we want to stay connected with you, and we do have social media. We have Facebook, we have Periscope, YouTube, so you can just go find us on Periscope and YouTube, and be part of what God is doing. It's really powerful in the name of Jesus. So I want to encourage you to call 561-337-9018 if you need prayer. Also, you can go to our website, www.pyevangelism.net. That's our website, is www.pyevangelism.net. I do want to give God praise for all the things he has done. And we're going to look at a scripture here in Psalm 149. As I open up the show, I want to show you what the scripture says in Psalm 149 here. It says, I love the scripture because it talks about giving God praise. By the way, if you're just joining us on air, let people know about this so they can be able to tune in and enjoy and share this broadcast. The Bible says, "In I will extol thee, my God, O King, I'll bless thy name forever. Every day will I bless thee. I'll pray thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and great to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Our generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I'll speak of the glorious honor of the majesty, thy wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I'll declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of thy glory, of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men thy mighty acts and glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all who wait upon thee Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou open thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Thy mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever. Isn't that amazing? When you read a scripture, Psalm 145, that's Psalm 145. It's very encouraging. Psalm 145. Amazing. If you look at verse 14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raise up all those that be bowed down. So this broadcast, God's going to encourage you. He's going to encourage you in your walk with him. Just stay tuned for an amazing, I'm going to read you some powerful testimonies of people that God has touched and blessed through this ministry. You're going to hear some, we're going to play back. And that will encourage you to be encouraged in your walk with Jesus, because Jesus loves you. And his love is never going to fall. It's always stronger and stronger, because his kingdom is arising. His kingdom is ever increasing. His kingdom never fails. So when you love him and trust him, he will move in your life and in your situation in tremendous ways. 561-337-9018. That's the number you should call. 561-337-9018. We give God glory for what he's doing. It's encouraging. It's beautiful too, because it's drawing us closer to Jesus, and the best is yet to come. 561-337-9018. Glory to Jesus. Once again, this is Apostle. I'm giving God praise for these testimonies that we're going to hear. I want to read you some of these testimonies, and I want to show you what God did in these amazing moments. But I'll be back after this message.
Never, ladies and gentlemen, never, never are you turned away. His arms are open wide. If you want your miracle tonight, do this. Walk into God's presence. And in his love, his wondrous love, abide. The presence of a holy God flowing from the throne above. Never fear, don't ever worry what this whole world may say. We're made perfect, perfect love cast out all fear in his love. Anointing. Raise your hand and say, Lord, give me that sweet anointing right now. Sweet anointing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for his glory and his mercy that endureth forever. I thank you all for joining me in this broadcast. We're going to hear powerful testimony here, and I'll be able to continue to minister to you through this broadcast. Some testimonies are going to be in different languages, but make sure that you get interpretation, because we reach all cultures to the glory of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. As they get the testimony ready, 561-337-9018. That's the number to call. It's 561-337-9018. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's hear this testimony to God with the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What is it in English? Summarizing the testimony, he has a friend of his that spent the last 3 years going left and right with some sort of a sickness, and he could not be healed. He went to several hospitals, but he was not. They could not even diagnose what the sickness was. And he was telling him about the miracles and the healing that was happening in power evangelism. So the friend wrote a prayer request and gave it to him. So he took it, he placed it in the prayer box, and then when he went back to the friend went to a hospital and they diagnosed it. They could not find the sickness in him. He was completely healed. And so because of this powerful miracle, so he wrote a Thanksgiving note and sent it to you.
Praise the Lord. That's a miracle. So this is your friend. Who wrote this? That's the one? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Healed from prostate cancer. No cancer in his body. Yeah, God be the praise. Hallelujah. That's amazing, God. Why don't you give the Jesus the best clap of praise? That's the Lord that heals people from cancer. That's not apostolic. That's Jesus. He deserves the glory. A better clap of praise to the Lord. Hold your offering in your hand. We're going to pray. Father, I ask you to bless the sower and bless their seed. Rebuke the devourer. In the name of Jesus. We take authority over the curse of poverty. We destroy it. In Jesus' name. Amen. I ask you to pick up the
offering. Testimony. And to God. Let's give him another testimony.
Merci, parce que we're not going to go to school. So, when you're going to go to school, you're going to go to school. And so kuna man kal l'école lundi mbal l'école mundi mje merci pour ça.
God opened up a door for her. She's been wanting.
Hold on a second, I cannot hear in the monitor. Thank you, go ahead.
God opened up a door for her. She's been wanted to go to school, but now she thank God because God opened the door for her, and now she's able to go to school. So she thank God for that.
Oh, praise the Lord. That means so God gave you l'argent,
right? Dit, bah, l'argent.
Merci beaucoup. Is it called l'argent or cob?
Same thing? Yes.
Oh. Praise the Lord. Elijah, Cobb. We. Next testimony.
Amen. We give God praise for that.
He's done in my life. A year after I graduated, I've been looking for a job, and my major was kind of hard, and I found one. But it wasn't really what I was looking to do. An apostle was in a service, and he was like, everything the devil took from me, I would get it back. And I definitely knew that there is power in the name of the Lord, so I just kept believing and trusting in him. So I went on it. I applied for the job, and then 6 months later, the lady finally called me for an interview after the apostle prayed for me. She said she would contact me. It was a stack of applications in her hand. She said she would call me after interviewing everybody. And I was like, oh, Lord, this whole stack, what are the chances of me getting this job? So, you know, I kept my faith still because I knew in prayer that there's really a lot of miracles that do happen. And she called me the next day and offered me the job, so I give God praise.
Somebody say hallelujah. Full-time job.
And my other testimony is that my car had been giving me trouble, so I had been spending a lot of money to get it fixed. But thanks to God, I was able to get another one.
She has a new car.
And I remember us being young, my brother and my sisters, we would look at my grandma fasting and praying, and we're like, is this lady crazy? What is she fasting for? Why is she not eating? Why is she praying? And today I see why she served God the way she did, and I thank God that she was able to lead us into Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give God praise for that. amazing testimony. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Nothing is impossible with our Jesus. All these testimonies should encourage you. We're going to continue to hear other praise reports. I want to read for you some of them that people have been writing to us. How God has blessed them, because you have to understand, Jesus loves you and he wants to bless you. He wants to do incredible things in your life when you believe. Nothing is impossible with Jesus, but you have to believe. For with God, all things are possible. When we believe, all things are possible. When we believe, you have to believe, and God will do the same for you if you believe, because Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. 561-337-9018. We give God praise.
Where were we last night?
Boyton.
Boy, thank you. We were in Boyton, eh?
Boyton.
Can you hear the interpreter?
Got them.
You can hear the interpreter? Huh? Can you hear the interpreter?
Ukata them.
They cannot hear the interpreter. You can hear me though.
Ukata them.
You hear the interpreter? Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay. Somebody received a teeth. I spoke dental miracles. Can you come testify? Where is she? Where's Sister Tafma?
Sister Tafma.
Come tell us what God did for you. I know she's shy, but she can do it. Come with your sister. Come with your auntie, whatever, your cousin. Wendy, come with her. Thank you. And some people are scared of the crowd. Let's see what God did for this. You know, that's amazing, a tooth to grow in a service. You got to hear this from myself. To God be the glory for this praise report. God still does miracles. Tell us what God did for you. You speak English or Creole, whatever. Or African if you can. Bwana amefanya nini? Hebu tuambie sasa. Siogope. Can you hear? Okay, go ahead. You want your cousin to say it for you? Okay, let the cousin tell. You can talk for her. Thank you. That's a lot of people. This is a big house.
Hallelujah. She wants to give God praise because there was a side in the back of her mouth where she didn't have a tooth, and every time she would eat there, she would always complain. It was uncomfortable. And then yesterday, she passed her tongue over there, and she felt that there was a tooth growing in. And then when she checked, and I even checked, and there is a tooth there now. She gives God praise for that.
Somebody said hallelujah. Somebody said miracles still happen. Can you translate that, please?
Li te gen en bois dans bouche li côté que li pa gen dans la dani et chaque fois la manger li était vraiment li pa confortable pour li kounya hier li avait ça li était prophétiser ça kounya il passé langue la dani puis dans commencer grandir et même li checker tout li wèd dans grandir dans tout côté pa gen dans.
Now she can enjoy her food because God made his teeth.
Manger.
Now only God can make teeth grow instantly. I think Jesus deserves a better clap offering than that. Come on, somebody clap to Jesus for the powerful praise report. Somebody say hallelujah.
We give God praise for creative miracles, signs and wonders. It's a sign of God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. The love of God does not discriminate, does not fail. It delivers on the promise. So if you love God and trust him, he will bless you. The same God that did it for the Jewish people in Israel will do it for you. Some God walked by the Sea of Galilee and did those miracles. still does them today, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. It's 561-337-9018. We're going to hear one more testimony.
Mashla, le minister gen moun kap jwenn lajan nan akawont sou pa gen lajan. So namadi, el te gen un mezi kòb pou le paye. Nan lendi li gen mezi lajan pou le paye. Pou de kèp dit li la paye, li di li pa gen kòb. Pe ap vole lal nan akawont l'hôpital, il di mami, m di sa gen. Il di gòn moun ki met $200, mwen mande bank la di, "Eh mais son esprit." Li pa be témoye, m témoye pou li.
Can you interpret that, please?
It's not her testimony, but she's testifying for her daughter. Her daughter, you know, she's shy.
I can't hear you.
She don't want to testify, so she's testifying for her daughter.
Oh, she's testifying for her shy daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, please. Okay,
so, her daughter went to the bank to get to withdraw some money so she could pay for her her son's daycare. So what happened was when she got there, she found there was $200 extra on the account. And then when she asked the bank who put the money there, and they said maybe it's a ghost who put it there. We don't.
Yeah! Somebody scream yeah!
Yeah!
The bank said maybe the ghost is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say,
the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's all I can say. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We give God praise for the excitement of how God is blessing his people. 561-337-9018. Once again, for prayer, call 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord. Get your Bibles ready. We're going to go into the Word and get blessed by the Word of God for this moment. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 6. The book of Matthew chapter 6. The Bible say, "Be not ye therefore," Matthew chapter 6, I'm going to read verse 8. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. After this matter therefore pray, ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Now the Lord is teaching his disciples how to pray. He's teaching disciples how to pray. And in the teaching, he talks about God's provision, which is not based on our lack. God's provision is based on his love, care, and compassion. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish." So we see that perishing comes from the lack of fellowship or lack of truth. So when you don't know the truth, you tap into anxiousness. When you don't know the truth, you tap into being anxious. The Bible said, "Be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known unto God." How do you develop that perception in your heart where you're not anxious, but you're strong. It comes through surrender. When you surrender to God and you don't worry about it, then you're going to have the ability to approach God from the place of revelation, the place of authority, and in the place of fear and worry. Be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known unto God. That's where faith meets that need. Faith meets that need. Jesus is going to bless you. So I want you to tune in now and prepare to tap into the deep revelation. God is going to do it for His glory. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm excited about what God is going to do for us in this broadcast as we prepare to go deep into the Word of God and deal with the lack. Because a lot of people are afraid because they lack, and things are tough. You're dealing with the pain. You're dealing with the lack, and it's really strong on you right now. And all you think about is, how am I going to take care of this? How am I going to take care of this? God wants to take care of it. But you have to trust Him. You have to trust Him to take care of it. And He wants to help you take care of it. That's the wisdom behind it. He wants to help you take care of what you're dealing with. But you have to trust Him. They that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which is not shaken, but abideth forever. And that's how you're going to be able to win, in Jesus' mighty name. So, it says in verse 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. So we can't bribe God to get our problems solved. We cannot bribe Him to get answers to our prayer needs. We just have to believe Him. Your faith will deliver on God's promise if it's based on revelation, not worry. Religion doesn't teach you to trust God. Religion teaches you to worry. But God wants you to trust Him. So, identify your need as a follower, not a leader. That's a revelation. Identify your need as a follower, not a leader. You're not led by your need. Don't make decisions that pertain to your life and your future being driven by the need. You gotta be driven by the vision. The Bible says, people without a vision perish. What do you see? What do you see? So, the enemy wants you to see lack. The enemy wants you to see lack. You see, the early church never lacked. None lacked. None lacked. The early church, none lacked. So they were driven by the early church was driven by faith. It was founded on faith principles. And the hand of God was right there. So the early church experienced the abundancy. The early church functioned on abundancy and supernatural provision. None lacked. The early church, none lacked. They always had something available because God took care of it. He's the same God. He's the same God. He has not failed and He does not change. He says He's the same God and He changeth not. Even the scripture says, I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So God doesn't forsake the righteous. God provides for all our needs. But we are to trust him. So, as long as the earth remains, there's seed time and there is harvest. You don't follow the need. You follow the Lord. You follow the word. So when you approach God in prayer, your focus should not be your need. Your focus should be his word. Your focus should be the Lord, his kingdom, his desires, his intentions. Your focus should be, what does God want to do with me? Not what do I want to do for myself. So the Bible is very straight on that. It makes it very clear. Now we see here, if you look at verse 5, but when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Wow. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in heaven, which is in secret. And thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. So it is the dynamic revelation that has to do with seeking God, not the answers. So he's in secret watching what you're dealing with. He's aware of the intensity, the magnitude of your need. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their speaking. The vain repetitions. It's shocking to see that a lot of people resort to vain repetitions. If you're just joining me, that's Matthew chapter 6. That's where we are right now. God answers prayer. God's not meant to lie. He answers prayer when we believe. So we have to trust him that he will answer prayer and he will make a way where there seems to be no way. He knows your need and is aware of what you're going through, and he wants to help you, but you have to trust him and lean not on your understanding, but acknowledge him. Exalt the Lord above your need. Get to know the Lord above your need, because he will provide. But you got to get to know him above that which you need, you desire, because faith will activate the manifestation. Faith will activate the manifestation of what you're believing God for. It shall be done according to your faith. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, why do we have to put our faith to work? What do we have to exercise our faith? It says here in verse 19, behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. When you're approaching God in prayer, you have to know that God in heaven is aware of your need, is aware of what you want, because the Bible says rejoice because of your status in heaven. Your names are written in heaven. So the difference between a non-believer and a believer is when you approach God, you have a right to what you're believing God for. It's been given to you, the access. But we're too much occupied, we never make time for God. Until when we're in a situation where things are tough. But if you learn to make time for God in prayer, reading the word, and surround yourself with people of faith to encourage you, it's going to enable you to withdraw from the realm that the enemy cannot corrupt. So the realm has been given access to the children of God. We can access it through our giving. We can access it through prayer. We can access it through fasting. We can access it through exercising our authority as God's children. You step into the realm and you can walk in it. So the Bible said the Lord shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So how do you step into the realm where your need is supplied? Faith. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known unto God. Be anxious for the things. I want to deal with divine provision. So, lack is a distraction. The early church never lacked. Today's church is in debt. And look at the state. When I talk about church, I mean the body of Christ. The enemy is using debt to control what people preach, what people say, how they run their organizations. Most organizations now, as corporations, have to get loans to operate their facilities, to rent facilities or to own property. So they have to make decisions based on the cash flow. And because of fear of offending church members, because, you know, people gotta donate to give to the work of God to keep the organization operating. Now, because people sometimes don't like the truth proclaimed, so the enemy has infiltrated the church by setting up his own summons and using that approach to raise up seeker-friendly churches, which are really up shooting all over. Now, I'm not being critical, because the house of God is the house of God. We see from the Bible, some preach for this, some preach for that, some preach for this. So some people, you know, preach for status. I mean, some preach for being important. But a lot of ministers today, their hands are tied because they're afraid of their board. They're afraid of the leadership team. They're afraid of the wealthy people that really give. Because you see, in those given situations, so the pastor has to be careful what he preaches, because people might get offended and they will not give, or they might get offended and leave the church. And if you know, if people are giving, then you know, you have to foreclose on the property, or you can't pay your staff. So that's how the enemy is infiltrating. So it's not the will of God that people should lack. It's very important to understand the kingdom of God doesn't function in lack. It functions abundance. It's the will of God for you to prosper even as thy soul prosper. So the early church dealt with this spirit, and then the Lord was able to introduce supernatural provision, because he sent his disciple to go catch the fish, and out of the fish he took out the what was needed to pay the tax collector. That defines supernatural provision. Now, when you're dealing with the religious spirit, which contradicts revival and the awakening and the move of the Holy Spirit. So now you have seeker-friendly churches. They don't teach the word. They just give you comedy and goosebump sermons, make you feel good, but you're still in your sin. They won't confront the sin. They won't teach you the word. So if Jesus came back today, I believe over 60% of Christians would go to hell. And it's sad to say, because most Christians have taken on the name Christianity, but they don't have a relationship with God. God said, get out of my face, I don't know you. So do you have a relationship with God? So if you don't have a relationship with God, God doesn't know you. So it's not enough just for you to walk on the altar and repeat the sinner's prayer and then go back, live like a devil. You ought to carry the cross and follow Jesus. You ought to be a disciple. Jesus called us to teach people to become his disciples, not just followers, but disciples. Jesus had the 5,000. He fed them. Then he had the 72. They saw his power, walked through them. Then he had the 12. One of them was the devil. Then he had the 3. So each one paid a different level of price to stay closer to Christ. The number one thing that the enemy is attacking is your time you spend with the Lord. Why is it that most churches now, they're microwave churches? In by 10, out by 11. 1 hour service, fabricated songs. Some of these worship leaders, it's just like you're playing a CD in your car. The song cannot extend past 3 minutes because people are going to get offended. They left the chicken cooking in the microwave, I'm next to me in the oven. So, you know, if they go past the time, they're going to get offended. People are going to get mad because the service went 5 minutes over. I want to preach in this church, and please don't invite me to your church. I'm not looking for invitations. I'm good. I want to preach in this church in another state. And the Saturday night, they gave me all the time I wanted. I could minister as long as I want. Sunday morning, they sat me down. They said, you know, people, they're very, very time cautious here. I said, yes, sir. And said, you know, so we wanted to finish at this time. I said, okay. So God gave me a great idea. So I preached. Everybody was happy. They were laughing. And right on the time, I said, I'm not going to pray for you right now. I'm going to hand the microphone back to the pastor. And he's going to close the service. Those who want to pray, stay behind. And we're going to press in. Half of the congregation left because they got to go get them turkey sandwiches. And they're supposed to go watch basketball, football, whatever it is. Football. I don't know what they're going to do. They're in a hurry. So they left. So after that, the pastor closed the service, gave me the microphone. I got on a keyboard, began to play, pressing, the heavens opened. Everyone that stayed behind was healed. That's the price we pay. When we pay that price and spend some time with the Lord, Joshua did the same thing. He spent time with the Lord. He made time for the king. And that's why when it came time for impartation, he received an impartation. Learn to make time for the Lord. Learn to make time for the Lord. And that explains why the situation is the way it is. Today, the church is sick. They call it seeker friendly. I think it is sick and friendly. So we need to bring healing and deliverance. You know, a pastor committed suicide the other day of a mega church. Committed suicide. Because, you know, you can't give people, you know, options apart from the word. Now, prayer for the family, losing the man of God that was overseeing them. But see, today people have resorted to the way you run companies. You run a Coca-Cola company, you run promotions, you get a loan from the bank, you run promotions. And most of these churches now, they're offshooting because, you know, most the money is there so they can be able to open up these branches and sprinter them around. And then they grow very fast, but they have no foundation. So at the end of the day, the gospel has to be preached. Where is the relationship? Where's the blood of Jesus? That emphasis. And I'm not coming here because I'm looking for members. Don't come to my church. I'm not looking for members. I just want to bring you to the kingdom of God. I want you to go to heaven. Jesus wants your heart to repent and reconcile with him. And that's the purpose of preaching the gospel. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, shall I find faith on earth? It is very sickening to see that most of the preachers, they don't preach Christ. They don't preach Christ. They're just talking about other things. You see, Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto me. Why are we taking Jesus out of the church? Why do we take the cross out? You go to most churches, you can't even see the cross. Anything that has to do with the blood of Jesus or the cross, or you don't want to offend the people. That's one of the signs of the end time. Many shall be offended. We can't be afraid to offend people if we are preaching the gospel. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Many shall be offended. as a sign of the end time. Welcome to the end time sign. It's not only rumors of wars and wars, also offense. A lot of people are offended. Let that offense go. Stop holding onto offense. The Bible said never carry the offense. It says carry the cross and follow Jesus. So if you're gonna make it to heaven, you have to carry the cross, not the offense. Let your brother go, let your sister go. I know they did stuff to you, let it go. How many you've done stuff to people too, but you gotta let go of the offense to carry the cross. One time the Lord showed me clearly how it bothers him when believers fighting among themselves. He doesn't like it. Jesus does not like it. So the kind of mind does not discern the things of God. Never approach God from the point of your need. Approach him from the point of faith. You say, what do you mean? God's going to meet you at your need. But faith invites him into your life. You don't follow the need. You follow his promise, his faithfulness, who he is. God is a faithful God. Don't be distracted by your need. Number two, you're always going to have need, but don't be distracted by your need. Let me tell you something which is very powerful. The Bible says God shall supply. I met this man in the elevator and he told me he came from Abaco in Bahamas trying to clean up, and said the government has not showed up in Abaco to help people. So Americans have been flying there and rendering help. The government doesn't have the resources. I said, wow. He said, they don't have resources to go take care of Abaco. Now, you know, NASA, I was preaching there the other day. There's a big tourist. Ships go there all the time. And now they've been hit by a disaster. So now you don't hear about NASA. Now you hear about Abaco. So the focus is on how can we rebuild Abaco and bring this land back to a place of prosperity. So it's going to take, you know, prayer and also help providing for people's needs. Just like New Orleans, just like Texas and Puerto Rico. After people are going to rebuild, because people are going to rebuild, they're going to get the help, they're going to rebuild. After they rebuild, sin is going to come back again and encroach the land. So unless there's a cleansing of the land, renouncing idolatry, renouncing witchcraft. Do you know how much witchcraft was in Abaco? You know how much deep witchcraft and sacrifice of animals, human sacrifice, wickedness was taking place before the storm came to cleanse the land. It's a bad way to say it, but you have to understand, when people continue to commit sin, if nobody stands in the gap to repent and cry to God for mercy, the land will be destroyed. Just a matter of time, because trees are a witness to what's happening. The trees are a witness. The rocks are a witness. The land is a witness to what is going on. The agony, the perversion, the sin of idolatry, the sin of sexual perversion, all the things that go on in the land, God notices it. When people do them things that they did in Sodom and Gomorrah, like marriages between animals, man to man, woman to woman, it's not biblical. God doesn't approve that. Well, society has accepted it, but that's not what the Bible teaches. That even now today in churches, you have this kind of marriages taking place, and people have no fear of God. So intercession has to go forth. But what do you expect people to do if they don't hear the word? If they don't hear the word, they cannot respond, because faith cometh by hearing the word. And that's why the enemy fights true ministries that preach the gospel, because at the end of the day, he wants to silence the voice of the one crying out from the wilderness, declaring, prepare ye the way. Because at the end of the day, he wants to silence the voice of the one crying out from the wilderness, declaring, prepare ye the way. Because at the end of the day, he wants to silence the voice of the one crying out from the wilderness, declaring, prepare ye the way. Because at the end of the day, he wants to silence the voice of the one crying out from the wilderness, declaring, prepare ye the way. said they're not ready, he began to preach repentance, to bring reconciliation. We don't lead people to fantasy, we lead them to glory. If you're a pastor, you can hear the sound of my voice. Stop being afraid of your board of demons. Excuse me, board of deacons. I take that back. Don't be afraid of the board of deacons, because they're not there to lead you. You gotta teach them the word. If they get mad at you and fire you, another door will open for you. Jesus is coming back soon. We have to teach and preach repentance and reconciliation with God. Now, don't get mad at me if you're hearing me teach the word right now. Don't touch the dial. God sent me here with a word, and this word is for you. Get your heart right. Get the people ready for the Lord. Not for your religion, not for your denomination or demonination. Get people ready for the return of Jesus. God is calling you to a place of reconciliation and repentance. The coming of the Lord is very near. And I want to encourage all of you that can hear me. If you're going through persecution, focus on Christ. Don't focus on your need. If there is lack in your life, we're going to pray and believe God to provide for you. The Lord will provide for all you need. You're going to pay your rent. You're going to pay your school loan. You're going to pay everything. And some of these debts are going to be wiped off supernaturally by God's provision. You have to trust Him. But do not abandon the faith. If you mean to say, how am I going to pay my mortgage? God will provide. It takes one person to obey God and they'll pay off your mortgage. That's how God's going to do. Don't compromise the gospel. Do you know how many ministers quit the ministry today? A lot of pastors are quitting full-time ministry. They're abandoning their calling, they're committing suicide because people are becoming itching ears. People don't want to hear the truth. Don't let the giving of the people control how you preach. Don't let the giving of people control how you demonstrate the kingdom of God. The early church never lacked. People sold their properties and gave for the gospel. Nobody forced them. They did it on their own. True evidence of an awakening is generosity in giving. Repentance, generosity in giving. Nobody forced them to give. That's what we call an awakening. When God is moving, He will provide. You just have to trust Him. I believe there is a pastor. You're hearing the sound of my voice. Either you're watching me on social media or you can hear me. God is telling you, this is a confirmation. Go. There are people you need to sit down. You know they're living in they're living in sin, they're practicing witchcraft, and they're on your board. Sit them down so God can move. Remove the hindrance in the name of Jesus. The Lord is coming back soon. Get your heart right. This is a time to build the altar for the Lord. Before God answered Elijah, the altar had to be repaired. And after the altar was repaired, he said, answer me. And God answered by fire and took the sacrifice, and the prophets of Baal were destroyed. Repentance is the key to the awakening. True repentance and reconciliation. If you're attending a seeker-friendly church, relocate. They until you hear the blood being preached, go ask the microphone and talk about the blood. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. We're not called to raise up people in a seeker-friendly atmosphere. If you're going to follow Jesus, you have to deny yourself. Be ready to lose some friends. Be ready to lose some friends. If you really stand for the truth, one prostitute saved that land. You say, what do you mean? Because she saved the prophets when they came to warn the land of destruction. She hid them. She was able to hide them in her house. And Rahab took that step of faith because she knew that judgment was coming. And she said, hey, promise me that you're going to spare me in my house. And the judgment of God did not touch her house. When you risk, she risked her reputation. She hid the spies and God saved her. If you stand for God and remember God in these tough times, when judgment hits, your house will be spared. But the prideful and the wicked, when they hear the heat of the Lord, they don't take it seriously and they just let it go, and then they're destroyed. But if you're cautious, God sent me with a powerful message. Get your heart right. Let the offenses go and carry the cross and follow Jesus. He's coming back soon. God loves you so much, and nothing can separate you from the love of God. and luck is not the will of God for your life. I'm going to break that curse. But if I do that right, I'm going to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I renounce my iniquity. Come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Today, I renounce my iniquity. I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you receive Jesus Christ in your heart, you are born again. Read your Bible, pray every day, and find a Bible-believing church where you can be taught the word and grow and have a relationship with the Lord, and read your Bible and prepare for the greatest awakening of your lifetime that is about to hit the land. God wants to bless you. The blessing of God makes rich and adds no sorrow. God wants to bless you, and he's going to bless you. We're going to believe God to bless you. You see, when we come to God and we focus on our need and we focus on our trouble, then we can't see his authority. Because then God supplies your need. But why is it that out of all those people that God opened their eyes and he healed them, he cleansed the leprosy, only a few came back to give thanks to God? Most of them never came back after they received their healing or their deliverance. They never came back to give thanks to God because they got what they wanted. They did not seek the master. They sought an experience. This is very important for you to understand. God wants your heart. In all these physical needs he shall meet because he loves you. God showed me how he desires to move and touch his people. And that's why I never stop praying for people, because we see the hand of God moving. But your heart and your soul, the relationship is the most important thing. And that's why salvation is the greatest miracle. Let's pray for your need right now. Father, thank you for those that are joining me that have a need. They need help to pay their rent. They need help to pay their student loan. They need help to catch up with all their financial hardships. Make supernatural provision. Give them ideas. Navigate them through this battle. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I want to thank you for taking this time to really hear me speak the word of God and act on it. Engage. Engage on what I've shared with you so the Lord can bless you. God wants to inspire you to a greater measure of faith so you can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in these last days. You're going to see his goodness at your job, in your neighborhood, in your family, in your loved ones. The greatest miracle is salvation. Pray for them to be born again. We have a website. You can go to our website. It's www.thepowerevangelism.net to get information about upcoming events. Also to partner with the ministry, you can go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Also to submit your progress. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 334221. P.O. Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. That's our P.O. Box. You can call 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. I want to bless you all. Thank you for joining me and encourage you to tune in every Saturday at some time for this exciting programming. And Jesus is Lord. I'll see you again next week. Go to powerevangelism.net, and I appreciate you for joining me on this broadcast. Love you all. God bless you. Bye bye.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly, our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness, and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in.